Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. We would like to continue our series on Holy and Reverend is His Name. The last time we met together, we read the entire chapter of Psalms 111, and we keyed in on verse 9 that says, He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. There's no doubt in that verse. We are talking about the Lord God in that verse. And His name is to be reverenced. And we also last time defined what reverence is. Reverence in its basic form means to fear. It means to cause an astonishment and awe to be held. And when we look at that definition, we know we cannot apply that to a man. We're not to fear any man. The Bible tells us to fear not any man. Fear him that has the power to not only kill the body, but have the power to cast into hell. That is the Lord God, is the only one we need to fear. Now, let's also look at what is the definition of name, N-A-M-E. The definition of name simply means a reputation, fame, and get this last one, glory. Wow. So your name is your reputation, and your name is your glory. What does the Bible say about His name? Well, I'll let it speak for itself. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. It says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Wow. Think about that for a second. We define what the word name means. It means glory. It means reputation. And then God says in Isaiah 42 that He will not give His name, His glory, to another. But yet, that's exactly what we do when we call somebody reverend. Let's say like the Reverend Al Sharpton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Now, we know these men have limitations, but to give them a title that lifts them up, to let them stand in awe, for us to stand in awe, to fear them, I think not. I think the scripture is very clear when it says, holy and reverend is His name. Now, if we look at Psalms 29, verse 2, it says this, Given to the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Oh, folks, if we only will give God name the glory, not push it off to other people that don't deserve it, cannot wear it, cannot stand up to it, but to give that glory due on His name. And I like what God said in John 12:28, He says, Father, glorify Thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Give God name the glory that's due Him. We are not to apply the word reverend unto a man and use it as a title. They simply are not worthy of that title. They simply cannot match up to what that means. So we're asking you to read and study your Bible and figure out why are you calling people reverend. I know it just may be tradition, but it's time for us to be, for our minds to be renewed, as Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Reverence God, not man. And you'll see when you worship the Lord in truth and the Spirit, your praise, your worship won't be the same. Give glory unto His name. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.